Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. First, I would like to say thank you to Ms. Angela for giving me this opportunity, a voice as an author. Who am I as an author? I'm Sigourney, but S. Casadera is my pen name. I think most authors began writing their poetry, which I did. Later, after reading Eric Jerome Dickey and Mary Morrison, to name a few, I began developing my own stories in the early part of my 20s. I write romance, urban fiction, interracial, multicultural, and urban Christian fiction. When a story comes to mind, I have to jot it down then. My stories develop their own. They can come from having a dream, having conversations, or wherever. Whenever a story pops in my mind, I have to jot down the story then. I usually don't go by outlines, but hopefully one day I will to help sort my many, many, many stories in my head talking. How do I keep the creativity going? It's just a spur for me, really. And I go with the flow. Add on, watching romance stories helps. I write complex characters. They have different backgrounds, multiracial, and my characters, they have a complex past. To me, nothing is easy in this world, so why should I make my characters have it easy? Although their life is complicated, I do give them all a happy ending. That is a must in my fictional writing. That's why it's unfair. In most of my books, there's a message of hope. There are so many voids in a person's life, like situations. Now I'm going to talk about my first book that's currently out. It's called Arranged by Fate. It's about Shay, that's into an off-duty police officer. And she believes in fate. You know, one time, two times, three times. Three times is the charm. So that's why she feel like it's fate for her. They encounter awkward situations. And it is a journey for the off-duty police officer. He didn't have so much to happen to him in his life that does he really see a need to move forward with this relationship. But they do form a bond, which is tested, but to me, love conquers all. My second book, which is soon dropping, April the 15th, yay for me, Love is Saying I'm Sorry. It's about a woman who returns to her hometown, Winterville, North Carolina, to begin a relationship with the son she gave up 7 years ago. Before she can begin a relationship with her son, she has to first amend the relationship with the boy's father. You know, we read a lot about, you know, single moms and all this stuff, but this time in my story, it's a single father situation. And a woman, she got to be humble. My third book, which is dropping April the 20th, it is a long, complex story, but it has a lot of hope, trials, and tribulations. It is called Trials and Tribulations. And like I said, it will drop 20th. That book is about grandparents raising grandchildren. Not all, but some teenagers that think they know it all, don't want to listen to what the grandparents say. They don't want to listen to advice, or they think their grandparents or parent is being strict. But that's some kids. And in this story, Janice, she's one of those typical teenagers. She finds herself at a standpoint. She loses her mom. She goes on a rampage / she repents her grandparents, at least her grandmother. And so she finds herself out in the streets. She learned who her real friends are and who not her real friends. Now, people can tell you, you know, they're here for you, they're down for you, but come find out, no, they're not really. And she goes on this journey in life and finds out it ain't all it's cracked up to be. She hits rock bottom and contemplates her own life. In this book, she finds redemption and love. And this book here kind of draw you, you know, when you're faced with life decision, it can either pull you away from God or it can draw you to God. It's a little bit of both in this here book here. As trials and tribulation, like I say, I write a lot of romance stories. They have complex backgrounds. And a lot of my books talk about life. It has humor, dying, unfortunately, family situation, and God. My stories are inspirational, hope, and have you questioning life. All my characters have a past, a present, and a future. We all have life experiences, but it's about how you cope with that situation. My books leave you with some sort of hope. At least that's how I see it. So I thank you all once again to listen to me. You can find me on Amazon.com. I go by S. Casadera. That's my pen name. Anything else? I'd like to say thank you and continue to support me, do some shout-outs, buy books, leave reviews. Leaving reviews is very important to us. I just say thank you. Once again, this is Sigourney, pen name S. Casadera.